Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
Greetings, boys and ghouls.
Save it for Halloween, John.
No.
All right, cut. You want to take that one
is
more
it,
time?
Is it not Halloween yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
it's
fine.
July. So almost.
Yeah, but Matt's on a delay, so like by the time he gets to this.
It's possible.
By the time he gets to this, it'll be Halloween. No. There we go. See, thank you, Matt. So welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Monsters and Mysteries. Who wants to give us a recap of where the kids left off last time?
John does.
My first thought was, who the fuck is John?
I was like, jaundice? What does that have to do with anything?
Last time, the crew inadvertently took down the Pastor of Muppets.
I call us the kids.
The kids. The wild ones.
The lost boys and girl.
I think that's trademarked. I don't think we can use that.
The lost boys and girl?
It can't be trademarked. It's vampires and Peter Pan kids.
Yeah. The lost boys with a Z.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable. I'm almost positive.
Two guys, a girl, and a goat. So...
And a third guy.
For some reason, I immediately took that as like a diss against Theo for some reason. a sentient leather jacket.
So we left off. The pastor was in some kind of coma. The townspeople that had been turned into legally distinct Muppet type people had been reverted back to normal, albeit with one horrifying
difference. Their interiors were all made of.
No, I was going to say with one person almost not surviving. Looking like some kind of arts and crafts project was done to his neck.
He's probably fine.
Some expert stapling, for a person that was significantly smaller than his size.
That was the only problem.
I'm just really proud. I rolled a 6 on that stapling.
I think everyone went back to the barn. Is that what we ended up with?
Well, I wasn't sure if we were going to immediately begin with the next story like we did last time.
We are. Unless anybody had anything they wanted to do at the barn? Any sharing of, revelations?
I slightly resent that we didn't get this for the last one, because we either smoked weed off screen or it's just still hanging out there.
We did smoke weed off screen.
We can't show that.
Matt has decreed it. we can't show underage drug abuse.
Yeah. How would we show that?
Okay, so let's go ahead. We'll skip... We'll skip to another day, and we're going to make everyone be at home doing whatever they want.
What time of day is it?
It is going to be...
4 o'clock.
In the morning?
Yes.
No, it's not going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll give you 10 o'clock in the morning. How does everyone want to spend their summer day? What are your plans for the day?
Farm work.
That's boring.
Well, the farms are boring, okay?
It's, backbone of America, so I can respect it. Is it the backbone of America? I assume it is.
Goat farming? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, farm farming is the backbone of humanity, so... Not that I'm biased or anything.
like steel industry, but also goats?
So. I mean, humans live fucking thousands of years without steel.
But not without goats.
I refuse to live without steel.
Rainey, what are you doing on this beautiful summer day?
What time did you say it was?
It's 10 a.m. The weather is...
Which is 6 hours after 4 p.m. Sorry.
At 4 a.m.
And Matt will fix it in post. So,
what?
So, it is a light overcast kind of weather today. And the pollen count is very low today.
Do we have a community pool?
There's got to be a pool episode at some point, I'm just saying.
Yes, there is a community pool.
Cool. I'm not going there.
How's your community pool?
I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm so counterculture.
Rainy is instead going to go see if the antique shop that's been closed recently happens to be open today.
You nerd.
Yep.
So you're going to the antique shop.
Yep.
Spencer, what is Spencer doing today?
Spencer actually had a late night cryptid hunting last night, so he is still asleep.
So what is Theo doing?
I'm trying to decide which he would be doing. Theo's going to be hanging out with Sylvia at the record store.
Now, what is Theo's relationship to Sylvia again?
She's one of my NPCs, Sylvia Smith. She was formerly Nate's girlfriend, but...
But now she's Theo's girlfriend.
I apologize, yeah. I didn't know.
No, she works at the record store. And, yeah, she's formerly Nate's girlfriend, and she works at the record store, and Theo likes to go over there and bother her.
Now, what specifically is Theo's relationship with her, like little brother style, or is it like Theo kind of does have a crush on her, or
ambiguous?
Oh, I like it.
Theo is Mr. Steal Your Girl.
No, well, like the idea is that maybe Sylvia doesn't necessarily care for his. He's more of a nuisance to her, but at the same time, she's like, she can't really, she knows him fairly well.
She misses Nate, and it's the only thing she has to remember Nate by.
I guess.
Is that her voice?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So, we've got an antique shop, and we've got a record store.
Yes.
These are both on Main Street. That's fine. You can go walking or riding your bike.
Walking.
Okay.
I think Nate has Theo, this person who I am.
It turns out that Theo's the one that's been missing the whole time.
I would
playing Nate.
Rainy.
Yes.
Bike or we're walking.
Bike.
Okay.
And where's she going?
She's going to the antique shop.
Hey, what's the name of the antique shop that you're going to?
It's Enigmas, Curios, and Antiquities.
So Rainy and Theo are going to the antique shop while...
What?
No.
I'm sorry, antique shop and record store.
Yeah.
It's a...
Are we going together?
It's a combined store.
They're on Main Street, so y'all may spot each other when y'all get there.
Okay.
Lucas is doing farm work, and Spencer
is asleep, I think.
Asleep. He is asleep.
Sleepy boy.
He is a sleepy boy.
Meanwhile... Lucas's mom is inside sick. She's not feeling well.
How unfortunate.
Lucas may need to help take care of her.
Well, that's not good. Lucas is barely good at taking care of himself.
Well, that's...
I'm curious. Did we... Sorry, Brett.
I don't care anymore. It's fine.
This was a podcast question because I don't... I know the vague... I have a vague idea of Rainy and Spence's family units, but I don't know exactly the structure of Lucas's.
No, Lucas has mom and dad and him, and they have a farmhand.
Rainy and Theo both get to town right about the same time.
Oh, well, mom's sick. I don't care.
I was just setting it up for you and then telling
Lucas. If Lucas's mother's sick, then he's probably having to do kind of double duty out on the farm, doing the stuff that mom did and doing the stuff that he did, because he's the youngest, so he has the most energy, according to...
He's the youngest?
Well, he's the only. He's the youngest of the three of them.
Okay. Do Rainy and Theo spot each other?
I don't know.
Let's
roll perception.
I don't have perception.
Me neither.
Comprehend.
I have.
I
think you just notice things where you don't.
Yeah.
That was really more like, does Sarah want to interact with Jen?
Rainy is very preoccupied with if the antiquity store is open or not.
Yeah, so I guess maybe she's preoccupied, and Theo will sort of like wave enthusiastically at her, and when she doesn't notice him, he'll just kind of be like, oh, and so, go inside.
Yeah, so Rainy's really preoccupied with the whether or not the antiquity store is open.
So Theo will wave at her awkwardly, and when he doesn't get her attention, he'll just go into the record store, and he'll see her later.
Oh, that's so sad.
I mean, it's not meant to be sad. It's more of just like a. Rainy's weird.
The way you started that sounded like you were about to cry.
No, he's getting some female attention elsewhere.
So, yes, the antiquity store is open.
It is?
It is.
Rainy races inside.
Don't race inside. There's a bunch of antiquities that are easily breakable.
Well, she does anyway.
trip over a curio.
The curios!
There's an... Oh, worst cereal ever.
They're so dusty. It tastes like formaldehyde.
You know, sometimes...
Oh, no, curios.
Sometimes I make jokes.
You okay, Sarah?
Rainy, there's an old man who tells you to not run so fast.
Who are you?
He tells you that he is the new owner of the shop.
Where's Mrs. McGinnis?
He says he doesn't know what happened to her. The shop went up for sale. He bought it, and she's gone. He looks at you and tells you that Mrs. McGinnis just said that she desperately needed to sell this shop. She wouldn't say why, but he bought it, and you're his first customer, so he'll cut you a special deal.
Oh, well, that's nice. Thank you.
You don't seem very happy about it.
I am excited about it. I really like Mrs. McGinnis, and I like talking to her, and it's just, the shop's been closed for like over a week, and I'm just really surprised.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sure that she wanted to tell you goodbye, but she probably had something more important to do.
Yeah.
He's an old man. He doesn't know that's going to hurt a kid's feelings.
Well, Rainy will take a look around the shop.
Okay. You see all manner of antiquities, curios, oddities, and the occasional, like, just old dusty thing. And it's like, yeah, this isn't really worth anything, and this shouldn't be at an antique store, but...
What kind of fun antiques can she find?
Oh, all kinds of fun antiques. Vases, typewriters.
I'm sorry, what?
That's cool.
She's in an antique store.
You mean vases?
No, yeah, see, I mean...
when they're antiques, they're vases.
No. Oh.
They're vaces.
You get a vase from a Pier 1.
They don't want that. Okay, so you can find vases, you can find typewriters and pocket watches and statuettes and figurines and music boxes and puzzle boxes and you can find old black and white movie reels and
yeah, that's kind of cool.
Just everything you could think of, just if you can think of it, it's in there. Except for Nazi memorabilia. He don't play that game.
Well, it's not antique yet.
It's
that's the reason.
It's 40 to 50 years old. I feel like that's antique.
Yeah, I know. I was just being silly.
Rainey's pretty interested in one of these old black and white movie reels.
You pick it up. If you want. I shouldn't tell you. You pick it up.
How much is it?
Hmm?
How much is it?
Oh, it doesn't have a price on it.
Oh.
Is this a cabin in the woods thing?
Oh, what? Yeah.
What? Brett, how dare you?
Can Brett I see called you
outside
it.
For a moment?
I mean, new episode.
You did say puzzle box. It's just outright there.
Yeah, I thought.
Well, puzzle. I was thinking more Hellraiser, but yeah,
that's, the lament I mean, configuration.
That was the.
Well, Rainy, will carefully, gingerly pick up the movie reel.
Okay.
That she found.
It is picked up.
She kind of holds some of the cells up to the light to see if she could tell what's going on.
From what you can see, it's just the start of a reel. And it just looks like a man smiling at the camera and waving.
Okay. Well, Rainy's going to take it to the shop counter.
Old man.
How much is this?
He looks at it and he says, let's see what it is. And he grabs it and he kind of holds the cells up to the light. And he says, you know, kid, I told you I'd give you a good deal. So how about I let it go for $3?
Rainy will fish into her backpack and will pull out $2 and some change. That equals up to $3.
Okay, that was my question. She was like, I wasn't sure if she had like $3, a dollar in change, or if she was like, I'll give you $2.75 for it. Don't waste my time.
It's a whole bunch of dimes and nickels, and while the guy's counting it, she just runs out with it. It only comes up to like 55 cents.
While Rainy is getting her purchase rung up, he writes you a little receipt for it on paper.
How quaint.
That's Enigma for you. Sylvia starts to greet you as you come in and then says, oh, it's you.
Hi, Sylvia. How's it going?
Hi, Theo. What's up?
Oh, not much. I just haven't been here in a while. I want to see how you were doing.
I'm doing good, Theo. Just working my job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You will not believe what happened last week.
And she walks away from the counter and starts, like, trying to straighten up some of the records and cassettes and CDs aren't a thing.
Yeah. They're probably in like a special section because I think at this point CDs exist, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm. She's just kind of straightening it up and she's with the most like polite customer retail experience, still disinterested. Like, oh, what's that, Theo?
And Theo's going to follow her around as she's doing her job.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And oh, I know yeah. exactly what he's oh, doing yeah. because me and Jake oh, yeah. have had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm doing
every
this.
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
I get to be a customer today. But
it just makes me really sad for Theo.
He's going to, I don't know if I want to go through all this, but he's going to regale her with the adventure of the church lock-in.
She looks and she says, that sounds pretty crazy, Theo. Very clearly she.
And you know what's fucked up is I told the police about what that motherfucker did. They completely blew it off. No one even fucking cares after all the shit he did. You know, with like the pastor and like all that fucking Muppets and... Oh shit, I just got it. He's the pastor of Muppets. That's fucking bullshit.
She looks.
I stapled a guy's neck together. It didn't quite work out, but he's still alive, and I'm really proud. I was really good at stapling his neck.
She just keeps putting stuff up, and she said, well, that's pretty good, Theo. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I kind of went because I was hoping to find Nate, but he wasn't there, which I guess is kind of good because it would have sucked being Muppet, but I still didn't find him, though.
She kind of sighs and just looks at you with a sad face, like she wanted to tell you to like stop bothering her, but then you brought up Nate and she feels like now she can't. It'd be like too heartless to make you leave. So she was like, well, Theo, were you looking for anything today? Did you want to listen to music or something?
No, just thought I'd talk to you.
Sylvia just keeps politely humoring you, but she at one point she tells you that you may need to cut down on junk food before bedtime and scary movies.
Well, I don't eat any junk food, and I haven't had any movies in a while.
She looks and she says,
no money for the blockbuster, which is a thing in the 80s.
She says, yes, you're right. That is a thing in the 80s, which is when we are right now. So she looks at you and she says, then maybe I guess you need more movies, Theo. Mm. She pulls out like $2 and she hands it to you and says, go rent a movie.
Theo is just like, are you sure? Like, you do this?
She nods her head kind of sadly and says, yeah, just go watch some movies or something, Theo.
All right then. Well, I guess I'll let you get back to work.
She tells you to have a good day.
You too. Bye. And he excitedly runs out of the store.
Is Rainey out of the store?
Rainey, after she gets rung up, is like, thanks, Mr. She kind of looks questioningly at him.
Listen, she says, my name is Oldman.
She briefly looks a little confused and then says, thanks, Mr. Oldman.
He waves and he says, now, you know, take good care of that. You don't want to leave it in a bad condition and have it rot. I don't know what film does, but keep it safe.
I will.
Do Rainey spot Theo this time?
Yes.
And he waves at Rainey again.
Oh, hey!
What you got there?
She kind of skips over.
Runs over, or jogs over, whatever is appropriate for the distance that he must cover.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was skipping.
No, it's not very far between y'all. Okay. Walk however you feel is appropriate.
I was skipping.
I was skipping, damn it.
But now, are you okay with Theo seeing you skip?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rainey would totally skip.
Yeah. She has on her rainbow tutu, as she always does.
And Theo has on his oversized leather jacket, as he always does.
And she's wearing her stolen dark matte purple lipstick.
Of course.
Yeah. Hey! Look what I got!
What is it?
It's an old movie reel.
What's it got on it?
I don't know. So far, the only thing I can tell that it has on it, and she kind of holds it up as she's talking about it, kind of looking at it through the sunlight. What little sunlight there is, because it's overcast.
Huh.
Which I forgot about until I just thought about holding it up in the sunlight.
It's probably enough.
All you can tell is that it has some guy on here smiling and waving, so maybe it's somebody's home movies.
Huh. Do you think Spence will have some sort of equipment to look at it? He's got photo things.
Maybe. I was thinking of going to the movie theater, but we can check Spence's first, I guess.
I mean, that'll work too. Oh, I also got, I think we could rent a movie tonight. I have some extra money.
Oh, sweet!
We can all get together and watch a movie tonight.
That'd be pretty cool. What movie? Should we go see if we can get Lucas to come with us and then go over to Spence's?
Yeah, or maybe the other way around. I don't know if Lucas will be busy with goats.
Well, let's check with him first.
All right.
And Rainey's going to get on her bike.
And
do you walk or do you...
And put her film reel in her backpack.
Do you walk with Rainey or do you ride bitch?
I mean, is there room to ride bitch?
Rainey, it's your bike. Is there room to ride bitch?
I guess if it's got a banana seat, then yeah.
It's got a banana seat for you to ride bitch.
So he'll ride bitch, or at some point maybe he'll like get tired of like lightly jogging or falling behind Rainey and maybe ask if he can get a ride.
Rainey.
Or maybe he will just look pathetic until Rainey asks if he wants a ride.
Rainey, how do you do?
How do you want to do this?
She'll offer him a ride when he starts to look pathetic.
Okay. I'm glad we came on this consensus.
Now, yes. How pathetic does he have to look?
Just exactly.
Oh, man, if he trips, is that it?
Oh, he goes or is to it like dirt? Drenched with sweat? Or like, is it?
I don't know.
Is it him crying about Nate? Like, where are we going with this?
Not that pathetic.
How brutal of a summer day is this?
It's overcast.
He might just get kind of winded.
It's overcast and...
She might offer initially, and Theo, being the kind of person that he is, might turn her down, I'm assuming. And then she might offer halfway.
And then he'll be like, yes, please.
Okay. She doesn't even make him ride in the basket in the front.
He's not going to ET it.
Nope.
Nope, you ride, bitch.
Yep.
Do you hold on?
You may struggle on, like, where exactly to hold on. She was looking at me so expectantly. I got so nervous.
That's what I was hoping for, is that awkward teen boy being like, dude.
Hands where? I don't know.
You can hold on to the back of the seat,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think that's what he'll settle on.
You're going to Lucas's first or Spencer's first?
Lucas's.
Okay. So, as you bike to Lucas's, Lucas, what are you in the middle of doing? Are you taking care of Mom? Are you tending to goats? Or are you trying to turn Mom into a goat so that you can do it all at once?
What time of day is it?
It's goat Mom o'clock.
Boy,
why was that my goat funny?
Mom. Oh, goat Mom. She's all like, hey, baby goat.
Matt just swallowed his tongue on that one.
I hate it.
So it's about
so
by the
not
time
a good nickname.
By the time they get back, it's probably about 11.
Then at that point, he is doing farm stuff.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I grew up in the South, but I didn't grow up on a farm. So mowing the pigs?
Milk the corn.
That's it. Nailed it.
Slopping the
corn? Okay.
Okay, so Lucas is currently wrestling a goat.
Sure. Why would he do that?
To make sure that they don't later headbutt someone who's going to milk them.
I was going to joke to establish dominance, but that is exactly what you're doing.
Okay, so you've wrestled goats, probably where the rumors come from. And, Rainey and Theo pull up to see Lucas just Greco-Roman wrestling this goat.
They're oiled up. They're wearing togas.
The goat has fought me as I'm trying to put the toga on it. The toga is clearly half-eaten.
Now I just want you to be doing bug gribble stuff where you try and put the panties on the goat.
No one believes you when you tell them that it's so that people can go up and milk the goats later.
Rainy,
there's a couple of other goats watching. They've already got pool noodles on them.
You've never seen this before.
Theo is just making a face like, what the fuck?
Rainy is too. If that's really happening.
Yes. Lucas is wrestling the goat. It's the biggest goat in the farm.
But I mean, like,
you've got to beat the biggest goat so that all the other goats will fall in line.
Anyway, goat wrestling. Rainy and Theo see Lucas about to.
That was completely unrehearsed and amazing.
And in character, right? That happened?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Lucas.
Lukey boy, what are you doing?
Lucas finally, like, whirls around and gets the goat into a headlock and looks up and, like, sees Rainy and Theo. And just kind of freezes for a moment.
Are you gonna get a belt?
Hey guys!
Could you describe that for our listeners? Yes. And yes.
Oh, right. And this is an audio medium. Lucas, when he sees Rainy and Theo, Lucas immediately tries to cover the head of the goat, which he still has in an underarm headlock, with his other hand.
So as to try and appear that he's not wrestling a goat?
Yes.
So okay. Like I'm petting his muscle with an arm.
And he's petting his goat.
Yeah.
Just out there in the field, huh?
Yeah.
I love you. Take this pet.
At that point, the goat, Big Wilma, by the way.
Is it a boy?
No.
Okay.
That's Big Wilmo.
They just put pool noodles on the boys. We discussed that earlier.
Yeah.
She, like, yanks back out of Lucas's grip and then, like, screams at him and runs off over to some other goats. hey, What you doing? Both of you, here.
Theo's mouth is still, like, agape.
Rainy kickstands her bike and hops off of it.
Yeah, Theo will get off the bike.
Oh, he didn't fall off? I loved that.
maybe he'll fall off because he's still stunned by Lucas. I'd like to point out, for the relationships I put down for Theo for all three of the kids, Lucas, I didn't know what to do, but I finally decided that he's actually moderately afraid of Lucas, and your actions have supported and fostered this idea. I did not plan this. I was like, okay, I need a gut response right away. So like, he wants Spence to think he's cool. He thinks Rainey's really cool. Lucas, what should he think? You know what? Terrified of Lucas. Just secretly terrified of Lucas. And
thus far,
you have been validating him, and you continue to validate.
Hey, so the antique store is open again, and, I found this old film reel, and we were gonna go see if maybe, Spence has some kind of something to watch it on.
Okay, my chores are, done here for the day, at least for the next several hours. Let me go tell Dad that, we're going over to Spence's place?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go tell Dad. And he, like, pats the dust off of his overalls and runs into his house for a couple of minutes.
Is that an in-character?
Yes. Tee-hee.
His dad is inside trying to fix an old radio.